Welcome along to the Community Elements Show. We start off with Brian's good news. Good Friday to you, good sir.
And a very good Friday to you now, from Brian. So it's good to be on the air again with you.
Right, what have we got coming up?
Right. Volunteers who helped transform an Aberdeen park are celebrating after it landed a top award. Seton Park has been awarded Green Flag status for the first time. The award, administered by Keep Scotland Beautiful, is a benchmark for quality green spaces. Sheila Gordon, chairman of the Friends of Seton Park, said, "I'm really over the moon. It was a lot of work and team effort. The gardeners put in so much work." The award comes just months after the park was seriously damaged by flooding in the wake of Storm Frank. "We get so much help from people all over Aberdeen. So thank you to each and every one of them." A football club has established links with a Christian community in Africa. Devonville Football Club has donated a supply of football strips to the Global Leadership Academy in South Africa. Their famous all-red shirts will be conveyed to their new home by a team of 17 people from Banff's Christian Riverside Christian Church, who are embarking on a 10-day mission. Rob MacArthur, who will lead the team to Africa, is confident the football gear will be put to good use. Hundreds of bags of rubbish were picked up by teams across the city as part of a litter pick challenge. Organised by Aberdeen City Council's environmental team, the glitter pick resulted in about 300 black bin bags full of rubbish. The event was designed to help make the city sparkle and even more in the summer months with teams doing 24 hours in 24 different locations on June 24th. Teams from a number of different organisations, including Aberdeen Boat Club, Friends of Seton Park and Dolphin Watch, picked up the rubbish in rain and sunshine. Councillor Neil Cooney said the glitter pick was fantastic as it pulled in lots of people together from different groups all over the city, helping to tidy up their local community. The Glitter Pick campaign underlines the need for everyone to do their bit and pick up rubbish and put it in the bin. A woman who has received a life-saving transplant is stressing the importance of organ donation. Elaine Baxter, 56, from Aberdeen, backed the "We Need Everybody" campaign as someone who knows firsthand the difference organ donation can make. She underwent a liver transplant in November 2013. Her family were told that if a suitable liver donor wasn't found within 72 hours, she would not survive. Elaine said, "My transplant was the greatest gift I've ever received. Thanks to my donor's decision to join the register, I have my health, my energy, and hopefully years ahead of me to share with my family." Gardenstown near Banff has been adjudged the prettiest of the lot when it comes to Aberdeenshire's seaside towns and villages by Penguin Own Travel Books. It ranked the quiet village as the 11th best in the UK, coming in behind Tynemouth, which came first, but ahead of such beauty spots as Lough Inver, Bournemouth and Brighton. Gardenstown has been recognised as number 11 in the top 30 of Britain's coastal towns. A North East charity shop is urging animal lovers to donate their unwanted items. The PDSA shop in Torrey is also looking for volunteers to donate their time to help raise cash for sick and injured pets. Staff members at the Aberdeen shop are desperate for good quality donations, including CDs, DVDs, books, and toys for the store. Shop manager Mark Graham said, "Perhaps your wardrobe is bulging with unworn clothes, or your shelves are full of books you never read. Why not have a clear out and donate your unwanted items to PDSA?" Mark added, "We're looking also for enthusiastic volunteers who are passionate about pets and who can lend a hand. For more details, call 0800 854 194 or visit www.pdsa.org.uk. A team from an Aberdeen bank have dramatically improved a community allotment. Volunteers from Bank of Scotland's commercial and private banking teams based on Albine Place carried out the work at Cummings Park. The group has added footpaths, marked out allotment spaces, removed vegetation, trimmed hedges, and made the area more attractive. Councillor Niar Cooney praised the workers. He said, "It was a huge amount of work carried out by the team and just shows what a bit of effort and pulling together can achieve. I'm sure the Bank of Scotland colleagues' efforts will be hugely appreciated by the community, both now and in years to come." A Northeast Castle has joined forces with beekeepers to support honeymaking. Castle Fraser is working with the Kemney Community Bee Group. The National Trust for Scotland's historic estate will host four hives and work with the beekeepers. Around 150,000 bees will help honeymaking. The National Trust for Scotland's Paula Swan said, "On August 12th, Castle Fraser will be hosting a bee festival to highlight the importance of honeybees and to educate our youngsters." A Northeast Cancer Charity is on the lookout for more than 300 volunteers to help at a popular fundraising event. Clan Cancer Support is hoping hundreds of people will lend a hand to make the landmark walk a success. The event on September 25th will see participants tackle either a 13 or 7.8 mile walk around various landmarks across the city. Susan Crichton, Clan's fundraising manager, said, "It's one of the biggest fundraisers of the year. Last year saw more than 800 people take part and helped raise nearly £50,000 for the cancer charity. For the walk to go ahead this year, the charity needs over 300 marshals to volunteer on the day. Duties include covering junction points, ensuring walker safety, handing out water at various stops throughout the route, and giving goodie bags and medals at the finish line." Susan added, "It is open to anyone of all abilities. We're looking for sponsored walkers and volunteers to sign up and help us make this the biggest and best landmark walk to date. To become a marshal, call 01224 647 000.
Thus endeth the news. I'm quite surprised for you saying it, not too many news items. I think it's a goodly number, personally. What was your favourite?
No.
You should know I asked you that.
Yes, this is true. He makes a habit of you know. Actually, possibly my favourite would be the clan, the walk. Mm-hmm. Because, well, I used to be, not recently, an athlete. So I'm very much interested in, distance achievements.
He ran London to Brighton and I think came first.
Oh, that wasn't last week.
No.
That was 50 years ago.
When you were above your prime.
I suppose you could say that. Yeah, and I enjoyed it then, and I would enjoy if I was able to do this now, but I don't think I will.
Excellent. Well, no prizes for guessing as to which one I might pick out as a prize one.
Oh, we know.
Yes, you do. Something to do with Castle Fraser, in fact, and a few thousand bees.
Whenever I saw this one in the paper, I only had one word that came to mind. Rob.
Well, I also have to pick out the glitter pick, because this is something that Aberdeen City Council, they spend £4 million a year on picking up litter. Mm. And unfortunately, it's just people who throw it down without even thinking. They think it's acceptable just to throw down litter. And this is something we're going to have to keep working on. I say we, because I work for Aberdeen City as well. And I hate litter with a vengeance. I'm too happy to help to promote the glitter picks, which are being run through not only the environmental team, but Clean Up Aberdeen is being spearheaded by Environment Manager Stephen Shaw. As is bees, butterflies and trees.
I must admit, I'm one of maybe only a few people who do always put my litter in a bin, because I don't like tripping over things that should not be there.
Well, not indeed, and not only should they not be there, but it doesn't do much for sight, seeing horrible litter, but it didn't do much for wildlife, broken bottles, glass, plastic, where animals can get stuck.
Very true.
And if people just recycle these or pop them in the bin, I mean, they spend a lot on landfill, but all the rubbish that's picked up has to go into landfill anyway.
That's very true, yeah.
Excellent. Brian, can I thank you for coming on this week, and we look forward to catching you up another week on Brian's Good News.
I look forward to it too.
Thus endeth the lesson.